Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in all over North America. My people in Canada, my people out west, here in the south with me, the Midwest, Texas, the mountains, the plains, the Northeast, wherever super producer and host Dave Shepard is in New York, everywhere. And we got people who tune in overseas as well, locked in on the free Odyssey app. So thank you so much for locking in. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you for being here. I said the Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, a smart speaker, all that good stuff. I'm just glad that you're here. We've had a busy night. We've talked about a lot. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves picking up another NL East division title, knocking off the Phillies tonight to do so. We talked about Chris Jones speaking finally back with Kansas City and the Chiefs. Roger Goodell did some talking today about the turf, and he's like, well, some players like the turf. I know everybody's saying they like grass. Some players like the turf. We talked about Adam Silver, the NBA instituting some new rules this upcoming season to try and ensure that they actually have healthy guys who are able to play, players that are out there. No more of that load management. The NBA are looking to find players, or not players, excuse me, the NBA looking to find teams who allow players just to sit out for nationally televised games. And there's a lot. We talked about it in depth. If you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Aaron Rodgers putting out a message. Certainly sounds like he is not done and that he plans on coming back. That won't be the last image that we see of him on a football field. And we had some injuries. Max Scherzer is hurt, done for the season, likely done for the postseason as well for the Rangers. And then Shohei Ohtani. We haven't seen this guy in 10 games. You want to talk about load management? Shohei Ohtani is about to be a free agent. Maybe he gives a farewell to the Angels fans, but they ain't a damn reason for Shohei to play the rest of the season. He's probably going to end up with the MVP either way. He's just a freak of nature. And then here's the deal. It's Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. In tonight's top six list, we're going to take a look at some of the best injury returns and comebacks that the sports world has ever seen. And why is that? It's because this has been inspired by Aaron Rodgers. He went down. He's not the first big-name athlete to go down, but we have no idea whether or not he's going to bounce back and return. We don't know that. A matter of fact, before he posted his own message on Instagram, his head coach, Rob Saleh, he was asked about this earlier in the day. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to come back? And Saleh is just like, listen, I don't know. That's the last thing I'm thinking about, but I don't think that's the last that we've seen. Take a listen to what Rob Saleh had to say.
Has there been discussions about the future at all?
I haven't gone down that road with him. I'd be shocked if this is the way he's going to go out. But at the same time, for him, he's working through a whole lot of headspace things that he needs to deal with, and that will be the last thing I talk to him about.
Yeah, and then he put that message up on his own Instagram, he being Aaron Rodgers, basically letting everybody know, yeah, I plan on returning. And so let's see how that looks like. 40-year-old coming back from an Achilles. Man, it'd be a great story. It'd be an even greater story if he came back and led the Jets to a Super Bowl. But that's a long way out. If that were to be the case, that wouldn't take place until 2025. We got a ways to go, folks. But anyway, let's get to this top six list. Let's think about and let's highlight some of the athletes who have already done what a lot of people would have considered to be impossible. You know what? Where's the nice music at? I like the music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning. It's something that I've been doing for a very long time. This predates the radio. This goes all the way back to YouTube for anyone who might be familiar. My top six videos, man, people loved them. And now it's here on the radio. Congratulations to you and me. I like doing it. Anyway, if we got to think about some of these athletes who have got knocked down and via injury, due to injury, and have bounced back, I got to start off with another quarterback who certainly did so. What number are we starting off with, Shep?
Number six.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers? Let's go to this dude. A Hall of Famer. Someone who won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts and then had to miss time due to neck issues, neck surgery, arm issues. You didn't know what the hell was going to happen to this dude. You might have thought that his career was going to be over. The Indianapolis Colts certainly thought that was going to be the case. They said, we can't afford to pay him $20+ million, and we don't know if he's even going to be able to throw a football. An injury, bounce back and return. And number six, it's Peyton Manning. He really tried to hide the extent of his neck surgery, his injuries, and what needed to be done to get him up to par to even play again. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to these details. Peyton Manning did not play at all in 2011. Colts sucked. They ended up drafting Andrew Luck as a result. But the issues with his neck, this is what ABC News said.
Manning has had four medical procedures in just 19 months, rendering his neck almost bionic. Nerve damage repaired, two vertebrae fused, even experimental stem cell treatments performed in Europe just this past summer. None of it would make him healthy enough to convince the Colts he was worth the $28 million bonus required to keep him.
That's a lot for a dude's neck. Now, prior to his surgeries, I would make jokes about Peyton Manning and his long-ass neck. And his long-ass neck, I think, had to deal with him or contributed to him being hurt and injured. If you saw some of the hits that he took prior to his surgery, that neck being bent backwards, you wouldn't go ahead and wish that on anybody. And so what does he do? He bounces back with the Broncos, goes to one Super Bowl, gets waxed in New York by the Seahawks, goes to another Super Bowl, and is able to walk away a champion in San Francisco, Super Bowl 50, against those Carolina Panthers. At one point, most yards and touchdowns in a single season, 5,400 passing yards, 55 touchdowns. It's a hell of a comeback. That's a hell of a bounce back. And after Peyton Manning won that Super Bowl 50, he was asked on CBS, are you going to quit? Are you going to go away? What are you focused in on? This is what he said.
I'll take some time to reflect. I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that. And so I'm going to take care of those things first. And definitely going to say a little prayer and thank the man upstairs for this great opportunity. And I'm just very grateful.
And he walked away. Not too many weeks after that, he walked away a champion and was able to retire on his own terms. And now he's just all over the place. Media, commercials, Manning cast, this and that. Yeah, Peyton Manning, one of the biggest bounce backs and returns that we've ever seen in sports. What do we have next? What's the next number?
Number five.
Yeah, it took Peyton Manning multiple neck surgeries, infusions, etc., on and on and on. It took him a couple of times to even get that Super Bowl. This guy was one, and I say was because I don't think we'll see him again. He may argue with me on that. We've actually had him here on the show. He's one of the most violent, athletic, and best running backs the league has ever seen. It is Adrian Peterson. Why is he here on the list? You might recall Adrian Peterson at the end of a crap season for the Minnesota Vikings. This man tore his ACL. Miraculously, he said, I didn't have no damn swelling in my knee. I was able to have my surgery and repair less than a week later. And so what did he do the following season? He came back and he said, you know what? I'm just going to be the MVP. I'm just going to be the bounce back player of the league. This let me know that Adrian Peterson, yeah, we knew physically by looking at him, he was built different. This man was built to run through brick walls, and he is nothing more than a badass. I mean, even coming back that season, more than 2,000 yards, he just made no damn sense. And he had a chance to sit down and talk to Graham Bessinger about his thought process, his mindset after he tore his ACL. And he said, man, the plan from the get-go was to come back and work.
Even though I was in that moment and it was like for anyone else, they probably would have handled it a different way, you know, but I feel like the fact that I was able to kind of put some positive energy into that moment helped me come out the way I did.
Yeah, he makes no sense. And he still thinks, and you know what, I don't dispute the fact we haven't seen him out on the football field as like a full-time starter in, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years now. He didn't play last season. He ain't gonna get no chance this year. And sooner than later, he has to call it a wrap. But I'm sure he can go out there and still get a few yards. Adrian Peterson, currently 38 years old, one of the best running backs the game has ever seen, proved to be a physical freak coming off of an ACL tear and saying, hey, I'm the MVP. Here's 2,000 yards on the ground. Who do we have next? Top six injury comebacks and returns.
Number four.
Man, this dude has dealt with more than injuries. They've had to fix this man's back. This man got chased outside his damn house by his ex-wife with a golf club. This man's had to deal with drugs. After this, he drove his car off the side of a road. He might be indestructible. I don't know what's keeping this guy alive. Maybe it's blonde women. I have no idea. And number four, I got Tiger Woods. 2019, he comes back and he says, you know what I got for you? I got a Masters victory. 14 years between his last one. All of the trials, the tribulations, the pain, the back injuries, the leg injuries. This doesn't even count in the other leg injury where they almost had to amputate his damn leg. It's Tiger Woods. The comeback for this dude. Basically playing golf out of the womb. This game has brought him everything. It's also, due to access, has almost brought him down. And so when he won that green jacket back in 2019, and he sat down and talked about being able to embrace his kids, the first time embracing his dad, who was no longer here with him or with us when he won in 2019, he sat down with ESPN and he talked about the difference in being able to enjoy it, especially with his kids.
They only know me as dad, so they saw all the tough times, and so they didn't realize how much that golf meant to me and in my life and all the good times, because they always saw that golf hurt their dad, caused him where he couldn't walk, he couldn't swing, couldn't move. But thankfully, the last couple years have certainly evolved and changed, and they've seen the joy that the game of golf brings me.
Hell of a comeback. Now, I wish he would stop being a cartoon character. Like, sometimes I don't know what he's trying to do. The guy has almost died multiple times. He's flying off the side of a road, into a ravine, into a cliff, and he's handing out, feminine hygiene products for the public to see on a golf course. He's fighting against Liv. He's being an advocate for the players. He's Tiger Woods is out here living every possible life. All of them. Forget multiple lives. He has multiples of those lives. And good on Tiger Woods. That 2019 comeback, just from the back alone, a hell of an accomplishment. Tiger Woods, number four on my list. Biggest returns and comebacks in sports history. He's number four. This is what?
Number three.
My fans and my friends in Pittsburgh on the fan, they know all about this. We're talking about Super Mario. Mario Lemieux. I mean, he's come back from his own back issues. But then, to even push it further, this guy came back from cancer. He had to retire twice. This dude, at one point in time, coming back from Hodgkin's lymphoma, being gone in 94, 95. This man came back one time and won the scoring title. This is your three-time MVP. Super Mario is basically invincible. And then what he's been able to turn it into, being a player and an owner and keeping the team in Pittsburgh, it's beyond super. I want you to take a listen to this clip from the Pittsburgh Penguins, specifically highlighting everything that he had to deal with and come back from.
Throughout his career, Lemieux has suffered from spinal disc herniation, tendonitis of a hip flexor muscle, and an acute heart problem. But while all those pose a huge challenge, no test could rival cancer. In January of 1993, Mario Lemieux, in the prime of his career, was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
First day when I found out that I had Hodgkin's disease, it was certainly a tough day for myself and my family.
I don't and could not imagine dealing with one of the things that they listed there. And not to elevate one higher than the other, nobody wants none of those injuries. And he still came back and competed. And with Wayne Gretzky, because Wayne Gretzky is one of the most humble stars that you will ever hear in your life, he basically said that Lemieux, man, he's a better scorer than I was. After everything that you just heard, Mario Lemieux, more than super. That's why I have him at number three here on the list. Top six injury returns and comebacks. What's the next number?
Number two.
This is much more recent. This is crazy. We know football is a violent game, and we have seen some violent hits and some of the worst hits that you will see on a football field are the ones that have to deal with compound fractures, the ones where the bone penetrates the skin, and it is just a horrific thing to view. If we go back to 2018, we saw one of these. At number two, you want to talk about a comeback? I have Alex Smith. He was playing the Texans at FedEx Field in 2018. He was sacked by J.J. Watt and another one of the Texans. They fell on him. They rolled him over, and his leg was in the turf and didn't roll with him. And when he started to roll, his leg went whatever direction, every direction, but connected to his body. It was one of the worst things that you could see. He laid sprawled out there on the field and on the floor. And what took place after that is just a nightmare. And thank God that Alex Smith was able to live through it. But he now does plenty of TED Talks about the leg and the surgeries and what took place. Here's a snippet from it.
Everything is hazy. I've been in and out of consciousness for over a week. The doctors are telling me that I have a bad infection in my leg. They say that they've operated 8 times already. They say that at one point my fever spiked and my immune system started attacking my body. I went septic and almost died. And then one of the doctors says this: as we speak, flesh-eating bacteria is crawling up your leg. It's getting closer to your vital organs every minute. Good morning to you too, doctor.
And then he laughed. There was the crowd was able to chuckle a little bit. Here's the deal. He had almost half more surgeries than what he mentioned. 17 surgeries to save his leg. 17 surgeries to save his leg from amputation. 17 surgeries to save his life because he broke his leg and it was infected. They had to take muscle from his thigh and reconstruct it into his calf just to give him an option at still having a full leg. And so, to the shock of no one, Alex Smith did not play in 2019. We know in 2020 it was a crap year because of COVID. But you know what? Dwayne Haskins, God rest his soul, Dwayne Haskins was benched. He was tasked at going out there. He played 6 games. He came back on that leg. I'm like, damn it, I don't know if I want to see this dude. He came back and he went 5-1. Washington won the NFC East. His leg, unfortunately, he had a bone bruise in his calf, but he was able to come back and be called the comeback player of the year. You want to talk about a comeback? Alex Smith, damn guy, almost lost his leg, almost lost his life, and returned to play football. And now he's inspiring people just all over the damn world. That's why I got him number 2 here on the list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about some of the biggest injury returns and comebacks. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you who is number 1. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top 6 list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, I'm in the midst of sharing with you a top 6 list right now, this very moment. And so tonight, knowing what took place with Aaron Rodgers earlier this week, going down with that Achilles tear and him saying that he plans to rise back and rise up from the ashes and what have you, I wanted to share a top 6 list tonight that looked at some other athletes that made you go, well, damn it, who are some athletes who have also dealt with injury but have bounced back in a major way? And so in a few seconds, in a few minutes, well, momentarily, not, you don't got to wait that long, I'm going to share with you number one. Let me give you a quick recap if you've missed the top five so far before I share with you number one. And if you're listening on the Odyssey app and you missed anything, you can hit rewind and listen to everything, all the details from the beginning. At number six, I gave you Peyton Manning, coming back from multiple neck surgeries and issues with his arm because, you know, neck connected to the arm. It's just, it's crazy. And he was able to bounce back and ultimately appear in two Super Bowls for the Broncos and ultimately win one where he was able to walk off and retire as a champion. And number five, I gave you Adrian Peterson, tearing his ACL at the end of the 2011 season, not too long before New Year's. And the next thing you know, this dude bounces back the immediate season, immediately after, to win MVP and comeback player of the year and rush for 2,000 yards. He's subhuman. And number four, or more than human, I should say. And number four, I gave you Tiger Woods, winning that Masters in 2019, almost 15 years between Masters victories. Knowing that all of the physical ailments that he had at that time, dealing with his back and his arm, his leg, and after that, car accidents, before that, drugs. It's hard to put it all on a timeline, but very, very, and more than unlikely, Tiger Woods himself at one point, you know, thought that he was done, that he was cooked, he wouldn't be able to do it anymore, and he did in 2019. And number three, Super Mario Lemieux, dealing with backs and hips and cancer, becoming and still being an MVP playing at a high level. At one point, coming back and winning the scoring title, Wayne Gretzky telling everyone, damn it, Super Mario was a better scorer than me. And number two, I had to share with you Alex Smith. You want to talk about a comeback? The man broke his leg, and as a result, he almost lost his life. Not just his leg. He almost lost his life due to an infection afterwards. He's able to make it back onto the football field almost 2 years after the fact. Wins player of the year, or excuse me, comeback player of the year. And damn it, he almost ain't have no leg. I don't know what more of a comeback than you need from there with Alex Smith. And now he's able to tell his story and inspire people just in a different space. It's amazing how you can take anything in life and make it into something. So I got Alex Smith at number two, a guy who almost died due to an incident on the football field. And so that is going to lead us to number one when you think about the top six injury returns and comebacks in the world of sports. I said number one, but let's hear it from the fancy voice guy.
Number one.
It's a guy who actually died on the football field and came back to life. It's a guy who actually still made the football team a couple of weeks ago. It's Damar Hamlin. And his comeback, we haven't seen him out on the field yet. He was inactive for the first game this past Monday night, ironically, against the New York Jets in that game against Aaron Rodgers. He was cheering them on. But the fact that this man is still alive says enough. And let's think about this as well. That took place right after New Year's. Okay, this is the beginning of January. We are fresh into January. This is September. This is only 9 months later that this dude, let's think about the timeline. This man dies on a football field, is revived, was knocked out for days. We had no idea what his standing was going to be, whether or not he would be able to function the same way prior to the hit to his chest. This man is cleared to play football. If that ain't a comeback, then I don't know what is. And we haven't seen him back on the field yet for the season, for the regular season. If you need a reminder on what took place and how he feels about it just to be alive, this is what Damar Hamlin had to say about his second chance at life.
And not to sound cliche, man, but the wild moment is every day just being able to wake up and just take deep breaths and live a peaceful life, to have a family, to have people that around me that love me and that care about me, and for those people to still have me in their lives. You know, they almost lost me. Like, I died on national TV in front of the whole world, you know what I mean? So I see it from all perspectives. That right there is just the biggest blessing of it all, is for me to still have my people and my people still to have me.
Yeah, that was crazy. And it's facts. The guy died. It was revived. The team that revived him, with the Bills and the doctors, the staff, they've certainly been honored. They were honored at the ESPYs. It was pretty bad. I could give a damn about football, you know, after what we saw. But good on him. It's amazing that he's here. Just for him dying and yes, being back alive, or being brought back to life, is one of the biggest comebacks. And he hasn't even made that regular season debut. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just shared with you a top six list of some of the best injury comebacks and returns that we've seen. Not everybody gets that second chance. Not everybody gets a chance at all, a third one. Some people, they get hurt, and that's all she wrote. The people that I just named, they got a second chance. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, can't fit everybody on a top six list, and there will be varying opinions. But who cares? As long as you're able to come back and get a second chance, that's what matters. So I have Damar Hamlin here at number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to your calls and hear about some of the athletes that you name.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I gotta say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you an ESPY tonight, you deserve an ESPY for this top six list.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight we took a look at some of the biggest, best comebacks that we've seen in the world of sports. I can only fit six onto here. I gave you Peyton Manning, 6, Adrian Peterson, 5, Tiger Woods, 4, Mario Lemieux, 3, 2, Alex Smith, number 1. I gave you Damar Hamlin. The phone lines are open. There are plenty of other athletes, individuals who come back from injury, catastrophic events to bounce back and have solid and some amazing careers. This portion of the show is sponsored by the United States Postal Service. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage, reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping, the United States Postal Service. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you've missed the full explanations, if you missed the fancy audio, if you missed hearing from the players, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can listen to the top six list played in its entirety from the beginning of this hour. Let's not waste any time. Let's go out to Colorado and talk to Rick. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Hello there, JR. Good evening to you. I love your show, and I really like your list. I just want to say that Damar Hamlin, he had the whole country shaken when that happened tonight. Even non-sports fans were taken by that. That hurt everyone. We were all chopping onions that night.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys I might consider for a list, and I don't know if I take anybody off the list.
Give me one, just one.
Okay, I got to say Buster Posey.
Okay, yep.
So, you know, he took a real injury that, you know, forced a change in the game for safety's sake. But I hear some opinion that some people don't like that the rule was changed because of that, because it really takes away the toughness from the game. But
well, for anyone who doesn't remember or recall, Buster Posey broke his leg blocking the plate, and he broke his ankle, he broke his leg in the process. And the next season, he came back and won MVP, and the Giants also won the World Series, just to add some background for anyone who may not recall.
Yes, that's true. And that Giants team was an amazing baseball team. And I'm a Rockies fan, but I kind of give up on the Rockies when Dick Monfit traded the Cardinals. He traded Nolan Arenado to the Cardinals along with $50 million, and then AT&T pulled the plug on any TV I can watch the Rockies on. So now I just watch anybody who's on TV.
Wait. So you're no longer a Rockies fan?
Well, I love my Rockies. And then yesterday, as a matter of fact, I saw an article that Todd Helton, Mr. Rocky himself, was donating $10 million to pay medical bills for Medicare patients who couldn't afford to pay their doctor bills. So there's a lot of good people out there playing professional sports that use their money for good things. And I just want to remind people of that, because, you know, there's a lot of big money in sports that generates a lot of good economy for a lot of good people. Right. But some of these athletes, they take a lot of their own money and they put it to good use to help people in need.
And a lot of it in a general sense isn't always publicized. And so I think sometimes a lot of the athletes take too much criticism for what they don't do. And in a lot of cases, it's not publicly known. Hey, just one final question for you. Before the Rockies came to town, who or what did you root for when it came down to baseball? Nobody at all? Like, what was your rooting interest?
Well, we had a minor league team, the Denver Bears, that was we cultivated some players. Billy Martin was part of the Yankee organization in the 50s. Yeah. I had an uncle who played in that system. And him and Billy Martin got to be good friends. And Billy Martin managed the Denver Bears in 1967. He gave clinics to the kids. I lived three blocks from the ballpark. So when they played night games, sometimes Billy would come out there and give clinics to the kids. So I learned how to throw the ball and feel the ball and hit the ball.
Rick.
Billy Martin, yeah. But my team, when I was a kid, was the St. Louis Cardinals.
You rocked with the Cards all the way up until the 90s when the Rockies burst onto the scene.
Yeah, and, you know, I still have an affinity for them. And, you know, Nolan Arenado is there now, and Matt Holliday, he played for the Cardinals. And,
that's right.
You know, there were other Rockies players. Daryl Kyle from the Rockies went to the Cardinals.
Pitcher.
So there's this it's almost a familial attachment.
Okay.
Cardinals, you know,
well, it worked out for you. At least you got one team to root for that might be worth a damn, and it ain't the Rockies. Hey, Rick, thank you for calling from Colorado, man.
Yeah, and thank you, and have a great night, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Most certainly. Thank you, Rick, for calling from Colorado. I'm glad he got a backup team. Good for him. The Rockies might be considered his backup team. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here from Ohio. Dan, tell me about an athlete who had an amazing comeback from injury.
Yeah, real quick. I appreciate your producer having patience with me. The problem was I was on Bluetooth. I got to call back like twice.
well, Dan, it don't matter. You here now, and it sounds like you're calling on 5G. What's up?
I was just thinking of Steelers are my favorite team, but besides the point, I was thinking of Rocky Blyer when he was in Vietnam, when that grenade blew up. I think they told me he might never walk again.
Right. Yeah, I know ESPN did a piece on him a few years ago. Absolutely. And then he went on.
Yeah.
It took him a minute.
He went back to the site and he passed out, a heat stroke.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you been out there in that side of the world?
No.
Listen, bruh, I ain't been to Vietnam. I've been to Hong Kong when it is 100 degrees outside and it's like 95% humidity. And it really, it takes your body time to get acclimated to breathing the air. It's another animal. And by the way, I didn't go to war out there. He did. Good on him.
Right.
He came back and he won some Super Bowls. He was before my time, but I learned about him via that ESPN piece a few years ago, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, Dan. Thank you for calling from Ohio. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
I'm chilling. What's up?
I got to talk to you two nights in a row. My comeback is, it's undisputable what you said about the number one comeback.
Yeah, God died and came back. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right.
But I have to say, Bernard King, he came back from it was like the kiss of death back in the day when, you know, you tore ACL. I mean, it was not no coming back. I think he was the first one that had like a refigured ACL, reconstructed ACL. And he came back and was an all-star player. But like I said, before these advances in surgery, now the ACL is no big deal. But when he came back, he was the first one to come back with a reconstructed ACL, and he was an all-star player.
I wouldn't say it's easy. Is it more commonplace now? But
it's more commonplace now.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it's just like a walk in the park, you know, but
no, I mean, because it's done arthroscopically now, you know, before, you know, it was such a big cut and everything like that. And nobody really came back from it. So he was like, I think he was the first really to come back with a reconstructed.
Yeah. Still able to get into the hall. I know he's loved out in Washington, certainly loved with the New York Knicks, number retired. And so, absolutely,
right.
Mike. Thank you for calling from Baltimore.
Yeah, I can say something real quick. Do you remember?
Yes.
I know you're a lot younger than me, but it was a baseball player named Carlos May. His brother was Lee May. Carlos May. He was his thumb got ripped off in a National Guard accident or something like that. He came back to still play Major League Baseball. So that was pretty cool too.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, take care, buddy.
No doubt about it. He was able to slip a second guy in there. He got it in there in a clever way. Good on him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We are thinking about some of the best comebacks from injury that the sports world hasn't seen. You know, I got another one for you that I want to share on the other side of the break. Nobody has mentioned a woman. I got one on the other side. I'm going to get some more of your calls as well. Giannis Antetokounmpo had some interesting words to say about his future. I want to get to that next hour as well. Your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work,
my family, I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.